Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There is no downside. What do I mean? There is no upside. There is no upside.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Today we are doubly remote because we're hearing from singer-songwriter James Yorkston, at home in the Scottish town of Fife, and members of the Secondhand Orchestra who are across the North Sea in Sweden. Yorkston's latest album is called The Wide, Wide River, and it was made in fairly short order in Stockholm with the Secondhand Orchestra, who contributed some brilliant arrangements that are all the more impressive for having been made pretty much on the spot. The album has elements of rock and folk and chamber music, and above all, the storytelling gifts of James Yorkston himself. Here's the gang to start us off with a live performance of a song called Struggle.
One, two, three, four.
I'm here for you. But as you grow, you may just see. Sometimes I struggle, it seems. Sometimes I struggle, I believe. For the future. If I should fall, it was not a lack of love. Sometimes I've struggled and sinned. I know there's something. And it won't let go. No, it won't let go. And I hope I can tell you that I love you when you are too old to be told. Thank you.
That's a live version of the song Struggle from the new album by James Yorkston called The Wide, Wide River, done with the Second Hand Orchestra of Sweden, several of whom have joined James in this session of performances for us. This is a little bit of a different way of making a record, even for you. Yeah. And you've done it, you've changed it up a lot over the years. Tell us how you and the Second Hand Orchestra first got together and made the record, The Wide, Wide River.
Well, in the old days, we had Swedish MTV. They came over and they filmed little documentaries about the scene in here in Fife in Scotland. And we got to know loads of the sort of players, you know, one of them being Carl Jonas. And Carl has kept in touch with me all that time. And he saw I was on tour in Germany. And he said, hey, do you want to come to Stockholm and sing a song? And I thought, it's a long way to go from Berlin to Germany just for one show, you know. But he said, oh, next day we can have a studio together and see what happens and I'll bring my band there. So that was more appealing to me, to try and do something new and fresh that I'd never tried before. So we turned up and we got four songs done in that day. And when we listened back to them, we all just thought, this sounds really good, so let's carry on. Let's see what happens.
So did you have like a drawer full of old songs that you know you were able to just show up with a bunch of songs in hand? Or, you know, were you kind of writing as the sessions went?
I used to have a drawer full of old songs, but I got rid of it because I found it was a very debilitating thing to have as a songwriter.
Wow.
You know, to have all this stuff. Oh, what if I go back and use that chorus? You know, I found it was a very, really slowed things down. I basically just wrote a load of new songs. And then when we got there, I played the song once. And then I said, okay, let's just see what it sounds like. And then everyone started playing along and I think we got them all in mostly in three takes, yeah. Three or four takes. So two of the ladies who are on it, Emma and Ulis on cello and violin, they were so good together.
Yeah.
And that really, really helped. That gave me a lot of confidence. When I heard the things that they were coming up with, I just thought, oh, wow, there's some great musicians here. And for me, as a musician, I play with a lot of other musicians, and quite often what you find is, In a meeting like that, the musicians will just play as many notes as they possibly can because they want to show people that they can play,
right.
You know. And I hate that. All the musicians in the Second Hand Orchestra, they were just like totally serving the song. It was a fine time.
Well, you mentioned Emma and Ulis, and I might as well mention all five of the members of the Second Hand Orchestra who are taking part in this session. Emma Nordenstam on cello, Ulis Gillenberg, or I suppose it would be Hillenberry if I were giving it a real Swedish pronunciation, on violin. Daniel Bengtsson on bass. Peter Morén on guitar, who's been in our studio a number of times over the years with his trio, Peter, Björn, and John. And Lena Langendorf on flute. And over the course of three songs, James, you perform on a couple of different instruments, piano, guitar. Sounds like maybe the piano keyboard has been sort of repatched to sound like an organ later on. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Okay.
I just, because these songs are Struggle and Ella Mary Leather, because they're... they were played with the drums on the recordings. I just wanted to do something different for you.
Yeah.
Because I was always going to lead the songs and then send it to the other people. And I'm no drummer. I mean, I could have done the songs on the drums, but it would have been awful. So, you know, it's part about just having fun and trying new things, trying different things. I mean, that's part of the beauty of music, is that you don't have to do the same thing the whole time.
Right. Well, and that has been a hallmark of your career, is trying new things. I mean, I've enjoyed some of your kind of spoken word pieces.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. My Mouth Ain't No Bible, Guy Fawkes signature. I know you've written novels, and so the kind of storytelling aspect of the work seems to come out in a lot of different ways for you.
It does. I mean, I love the spoken word thing. I don't know why it's become such a thing in my music, because I've never really gravitated towards it in other people's music. But then there is some spoken word that I've absolutely adored. I mean, one of my favorite ones is John Cale on the album Songs for Drella, when he recites A Dream, which I think Lou Reed wrote, but he recites it on the album.
And under the staircase was a little meadow, sort of like the park at 23rd Street, where all the young kids go and play frisbee. Gee, that must be fun. Maybe we should do an article on that in the magazine. But they'll just tell me I'm stupid and it won't sell. But I'll hold my ground this time. I mean, it's my magazine, isn't it?
And I think that's a stunning piece of art or music or whatever you want to call it. So I do spoken word thing, but it tends to be an idea will come into my head and I'll write it down and then it will go into a song, but if it's too long, it'll go into a spoken word. So there's no, I don't sit down and stroke my chin and think, oh, I need a spoken word song on this album. I wonder what I can do. You know, it's just, if there's a piece of prose that works, I'll use it as a spoken word thing.
As if I was some magical, mystical healer. Where is the magical, mystical healer that you needed? Look, some old buzzard from Fife, too tired to take my hand. Slunk home at 2 a.m. I ain't no wealthy hero. My math ain't no Bible.
Again, it comes down to just having complete freedom musically to do whatever I want to do, and that's what I do.
Right. And just to be clear, there are no spoken word elements on the current record, on the new one, Wide Wide River.
No, there's not. However, and this is an exclusive for you, after I left, during the recording of the Wide Wide River, we tried one spoken word, one called The Secret Beach. And it was going to be on the album up until we recorded Ella Mary Leather. And Ella Mary Leather went on and bumped off the spoken word one. However, after I left, the rest of the Second Hand Orchestra, they carried on and they've made like a kind of dub jazz version of the album. No, that sounds terrible, but it's actually really good. You know, it's quite a weird record, but I love it. And the spoken word piece, they didn't have quite enough material. And I said, please use a spoken word piece. So the spoken word piece is going to come out on that piece of vinyl, which is coming out on Singer Songwriter Records at some point this year, but I don't know when.
Mm. All right. Well, for the moment, we're contenting ourselves with the new record by James Yorkston and the Second Hand Orchestra called The Wide, Wide River. You mentioned the song Ella Mary Leather. It's such a great name, but you did not make up that name. Tell us who Ella Mary Leather was.
Well, there's two answers. The person in the song, the person I'm describing, isn't Ella Mary Leather. The person in the song is a person from my past, who I can't really talk about for obvious reasons if you hear the song.
Right.
But the character Ella Mary Leather was a song collector from, I think she's from Herefordshire in England. And she was, it's quite rare for female song collectors back there. And I have a book on her. Hang on, it might be right here. This won't make great radio. Yeah, The Folklore of Herefordshire by Ella Mary Leather. Can you see that?
Yeah, hold it up to the microphone.
Hold it up to the microphone. Oh, dear. Sorry, yeah. But anyway, that's the sort of book that I collect. I collect lots of old songbooks, songs from the UK and Ireland, basically Scotland, and stuff which goes over to the Appalachians and back.
Sure.
I've always been interested in that. And, you know, traditional folk songs, basically. And when I found this one, The Folklore of Herefordshire, I bought it. And then Ella Mary Leather, the name, stuck in my head, and I used it for the song. But, I had a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of daft rhymes in there. Ella Mary Leather, I regret ya.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of kind of silly stuff.
It sounded like maybe it was the way the name scanned is what attracted you to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Ella Mary Leather. It's great, yeah. You know. I mean, they practically wrote the song, just that name.
Well, and again, to come back just before we hear the song quickly to the idea of storytelling, there is some very, very specific imagery in this song. I mean, this really does sound like moments from a diary set to music. Yeah, is it ripped from headlines of your past?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's it's a kind of different subject here, because we go from the kind of fun stuff, oh, Ella Mary Lella, to the thing about what I actually write about. And what I actually write about just is the stuff that pops into my head. And I tend to take the more interesting things, which quite often can be the quite dark things.
Yeah.
And this story about, it's not about Ella Mary Lella, as we've understood, as about the lady who I can't name. It wasn't a particularly nice story. And the incidences which you describe in the story are pretty much exactly what happened. And then it kind of goes into that specific, and then it comes out of that towards the end. But I think it's a pop song, you know?
Yeah.
I love it, you know?
I love it too. I also love the phrase, some classical shepherd. I'm not even sure what that means, but I like the imagery.
Oh, it's a play. It's a play on, I took that from a book by a guy called Richard King, who's a Welsh author over here. And that line, it says, I have not worked, I have sat and dozed in the sun and composed. And, you know, obviously there's the play on the composed as in rotted away and the composed as in writing. But a classical shepherd is like a shepherd from a classical book, you know, like a... So you can imagine the picture, the image of the shepherd sat underneath the tree with a bit of hay under his, you know, in his mouth, kind of watching the sheep. That's what a classical shepherd is. It's just, it's nice imagery, but that song has got quite a bitter thing in the center of it, but it's surrounded by this encouraging imagery,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, the iron fist in the velvet glove.
Yeah, exactly. Invite them in, then whack them in the face.
All right, here is James Yorkston and some of the members of the Second Hand Orchestra to whack you in the face with this song from the album The Wide, Wide River. This is Ella Mary Leather.
Ella Mary Leather, I have spent my life like some classical shepherd. I have no word, I've sat and dozed in the sun and composed. Ella Mary Leather, I'm grettier. But only on certain days of the year, only on certain days in the air. And this is where that beggar, he attacked you. And you wanted me to come back here later and pay us on his backs. But I put you off by pouring you vodka after vodka and cutest Judas. My sobriety went right out the window, and yours and mine, our plans changed down after. And Ella Mary Leather, do you believe your ailments? Do you believe your ailments? Do you believe your ailments, man? At the bakery aisle, we performed a slow hand maneuver. Thou shalt not touch, and I wish you well, though it's best not to talk of the old ways. On certain days of the year, we both would struggle to dance anymore. And I bring our memory home, and I write how I write. Oh, Ella Mary Leather, Ella Mary Leather, Ella Mary Leather. Do you believe your elders? Do you believe your elders? Do you believe? Spend my life like some classical shepherd. I have not worked, I've sat and dozed in the sun and composed. I lie there in leather, I regret you. My only art, seven days in the air. Only art, seven days in the air.
That's a live version of Ella Mary Leather, a song from James Yorkston's new record called The Wide, Wide River, done with the Second Hand Orchestra in Sweden. I guess we'll have to call it the Second Hand Chamber Orchestra today, only five of the members performing with you. And to talk again about what we were talking about before, the idea that you have the freedom to do a lot of different things. This album, you're working with this group from Sweden. You've done several records with the Yorkston Thorn Kahn Trio,
yeah,
which incorporates old folk songs, but also the sounds of South Asian classical music. And so how do all of these different musical streams, how do they all converge for you?
It's really quite simple. I've got to the stage now where I've accepted that I'm never ever going to be some kind of household name or anything like that. And therefore I've accepted that I can do whatever I want and nothing bad is going to happen. You know, if you look around the world and see all the nonsense that's going on at the moment, all the horrors of the global warming, all the crazy politics, you know, the virus which is around, you know, me worrying about making a wrong foot would just be ridiculous. So I'm in the situation where I'm making a living from my music. I've managed to get myself a wee house. I've got my family here. I live by the sea. I live a very frugal life. So all I have to do is make music, and all I have to do is follow my head. And that's the decision I've made, is to follow my head and not follow the chart, the path to look for the hit. And I made that decision a long time ago, but now it seems so much more obvious now. So there's no real difference between Sahail and playing with Yorkston Thorn Kahn and playing with anyone else, in that it's just listening to what everyone else is doing and then playing along with it. For your listeners who may want a little bit more information, Sahail Yusuf Khan is a 8th generation sarangi player from New Delhi, and John Thorne is a double.
The sarangi is a kind of a box cello.
Yeah,
box cello. Bow. Yeah.
And Sahail's been playing it since he's two. His grandfather was Ustad Sabri Khan, who was a huge name in India. And then the third guy in the trio was John Thorne, a double bass player, who is best known for playing with the electronic band Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's an incredible thing. We just sit in the room and we hear what the rest of us are doing and we join in. And that's what we do with the Second Hand. That's what I did with the Second Hand Orchestra, kind of.
And the amazing thing is you talk about, you know, a musician from the electronic world, a musician from the classical Indian world, you bring them together with a singer-songwriter from Scotland, and all of those distinctions fall away if the song is right and if everybody is listening. So I'm thinking, for example, of Westland Wind.
And the moon shines bright when I rove at night to muse upon my charmer.
An old song. And the sarangi, which, you know, for thousands of years would have been completely divorced, separated from that tradition, fits right in. I mean, it's just perfect, you know, because...
Yeah, I mean...
Because he found a way in.
But because we're listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he found a way in, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that was incredible. Westland Winds is an old Robert Burns track. And we took our lead from Dick Gochens, T. take of it. But then Sahel went into all sorts of crazy places. And he's an extraordinary musician. The thing about Joksen Thong Khan is not everything we do is good. Not everything makes it onto the record. You know, we have some real duffs as well. And the thing about that type of fusion is it doesn't always work.
Right.
Quite often you'll see a band and it'll be a lady from somewhere and a guy from somewhere else, other side around the world, and a man with a DJ deck mixing it all together from a third country. And if it doesn't work, it just sounds awful.
Yeah.
But we're very lucky with Joksen Thong Khan. It works.
Yeah. And has now for several records. But of course, the new one, as you mentioned, done with the Second Hand Orchestra. I assume you have not had a chance to tour with them because this all happened, you know, just as the COVID pandemic was looming on the horizon. When eventually you are able to tour again, one of the other things that has happened is the finalization of Brexit. So what is that going to do to you as a touring musician from the UK trying to tour in Europe?
It's ridiculous. You know, I'm Scottish and I support Scottish independence. But the Scottish nationalism is very different from the UK nationalism. Basically, we just want control of our country back, which I suppose is what the Brexit people would say as well.
That is exactly what
they
say.
I didn't want to leave the EU. I wanted Scotland to remain within the EU. I mean, the numpty politicians we have over here just they had a chance to let musicians tour visa free in the EU, and just again today they've turned it down.
Ugh.
It's infuriating.
Well, it's really the visa issue is certainly unfortunate because that will compound the difficulty of you and a Swedish ensemble touring together. But at this point, look, that, you know, that's a problem you would look forward to having, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I run a little club here as well, and we've had folk from all over the world come and play. And we've already postponed the dates twice. So, you know, now we're looking at the dates being 2 years later than initially planned. So I'm not really worrying too much about how we're going to tour with it. I mean, by the time we're allowed to do that, I may well have had another two or three albums out. I mean, no, seriously, because there's a new version of the virus, and this one's worse. And, you know, when is it going to stop? I honestly don't. I'm not looking to book any gigs into my club because I just think it's utterly pointless.
Yeah. Well, there is a third song that you and the band are going to do for us, Very Old Fashioned Blues, another one from The Wide, Wide River. And you mentioned before that sometimes the storytelling, you know, the stories can be a little dark. Some of your characters can be lost.
Yeah.
And this seems to be addressed to one of those characters.
This is actually addressed to two of them. It was a friend of mine was sectioned, basically.
Sectioned?
Taken away against his will and put in a mental hospital. And it was very alarming for everyone, you know. This is one of my handful of friends, you know, very close, you know. And then soon after that, another of my good friend's brother died of a drug-related illness. And I just put them in the song, not out of any desire to wreak havoc with the charts or anything, just because it was on my mind and it was what I wanted to sing about, you know. And I sent it to both of them. And they were totally fine. They were pleased, and there were no issues. So, and it sounds a bit daft. It's like, don't be a friend of Jamesy because he'll put you in a song when something goes wrong. You know, he'll write a song about you falling over. But it wasn't that. It was just my love for these two guys was just, I just felt so much for them and what they were going through, and I just had to get that out somehow, and so they ended up in this song.
The song is called Very Old-Fashioned Blues. Let's hear a live performance by James Yorkston with members of the Second Hand Orchestra.
One, two, three.
Robert's in the sin band. He's got a very old-fashioned blues, singing karaoke with Mary Magdalena. And I dare not ask the question, should I know? Are the fear never leaves you? We regret to inform you. You are good and young and sweet, but the company you keep is the devil. And what could possibly attract you to this? Come and talk with me. I have a system, and my brother, he needs some looking after. To find some kind of saint, let's have another drink, and we'll live happy ever after. And this love is for you, Dan. Addiction, it isn't for everyone, it seems. And I hate to see you hurting, cracks. And you weigh me a little. Did you know that we shared no bedroom, just lipstick, regret, and cigarette? She was the belle of the ball, but she knew the terror. She knew the terror, good and young and sweet. And the company she kept was the devil. What could possibly attract her to this? Come lie with me, I have no system. And my brother, I need some looking after. To find some kind of saint, let's have another drink, and we'll live happy ever after. Follow. I took the walk outside. Oh, damn those hopes of mine. I should have blackened his eyes. Blackened his eyes. Good and young and sweet. But the company you keep is the devil. And what could possibly attract you do this? Come alive with me, I have no system. And my brother, I need some looking after. To find some kind of saint, let's have another drink, and we'll live happy ever after. A system, and my brother, I need some looking after. As if I'm some kind of saint, let's have another drink, and we'll live happy ever after. And this love is for you, Dan. It's a very old-fashioned
Russian blues.
That's Very Old-Fashioned Blues, live performance from my guest James Yorkston, the Scottish singer, songwriter, novelist, guitarist, keyboardist, with five of the members of the Second Hand Orchestra. Are you still writing books? Do you have another novel in the works?
Yeah, it's been a bit weird, really. I had a book called Tommy the Bruce, and it was due to come out on one of those crowdfunding things. But then, dun, 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 my agent phoned me up and said that there's two different production companies want to make it into a film.
Wow.
So we took it off the shelf. And so part of what I've been doing the last year is writing the screenplay for the film.
Do you find that when an idea or a story or an image comes to mind that you know immediately whether it's a book or a song or a spoken word thing?
Not the spoken word thing, because as I said, that kind of comes down to length and practicality. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, I had an idea for a song, I think 3 days ago. I was walking through a wood with my wee boy, and we got to a patch of mud, and an idea came into my head, and I just cannot remember what it is. But the thing is, what I know now is, as soon as that idea comes, I have to note it down. Like, the instant it happens, I note it down. And if it's a full lyric, I say, hang on, and I write the full lyric down. And sometimes that means I hold back from, like, if I'm walking with him, I'll hold back, and then I'll be writing lyrics down, and I'll just, that's what one has to do, or that's what I have to do. When the inspiration comes, I have to grab it. And I find that way, the stuff I write is a lot more real and truthful and easy than if I sit down and try and rhyme things together. You know, oh, what rhymes with cabbage? I don't know. You know what I mean? I find if I just let it flow out naturally, I love it. It's a lot easier. And when I come back to the lyrics, I just think, these are great. You know, these don't feel forced. They don't feel anything. They're just a perfect set of lyrics. So that's how I try and do it.
Do they feel like yours, or do they feel like you've just, like, taken them from someplace, found them somewhere?
I'll tell you a bit about that. The songs that I wrote when I was in my 20s, you know, and I'm almost 50 now. And going back to those songs, that's a bit weird. That's a bit, all right. What on earth was I thinking? And I can, some of them I can see what I've done. Okay, that doesn't make much sense, but I can see I've put in this flowery language to kind of make it better, you know, if better is a term I could use. So that's what I try and avoid nowadays with songwriting, though. I just try and avoid all that hocus pocus. And do they appear, do they seem like they come from nowhere? Normally, no, because they usually come from something in my past. So, so that I seldom get one like, "We will rock you" or something. You know what I mean? Yeah, hang on. We will. You know, it doesn't really. Yeah, it's going to go really well. It tends to be quite.
You should write that one down, James. Yeah, that has hit tune written all over it.
That's the one. Yeah. Actually, you know, I've been working on an electronic album, and there was one track that I absolutely loved, and I was thinking, this is brilliant, and I was really into it. I thought, oh, this is, you know, I might actually try and use this somehow with my own material. And then I realized that I had basically rewritten Radio Gaga by Queen.
Well, you know a good tune when you hear one.
Yeah, absolutely. Just 25 years later or whenever.
Well, the new album by James Yorkston with the Second Hand Orchestra is called The Wide, Wide River. It's a terrific record, and I've really enjoyed having the chance to hear and see you and members of the band playing some of these songs live. James Yorkston, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for asking me, man. It's very flattering when people like yourself want to talk about the album. I still get the buzz that I used to get 20 years ago when people play me on the radio, and I really appreciate it, so thank you very much.
Choices like wide river. Choices like wide river.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck this time around. Watch the videos of these live performances on our website, newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. My thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell, to producer Karen Havlick, to video editor David McLean, and to you for tuning in.
Choices like wide rivers, semaphore your love. Choices like wide rivers. And when I got to the wide, wide river, I fell on my yellow belly and I swam. And when I got to the other side, I up to my chicken feet and I ran.
Choices like wide rivers,
semaphore your love. Choices like wide rivers.